You are a stumbling block to me. For you are not setting you're not setting the mind on God's interest, but man's. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, I'm going there today. He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. As a believer, suffering your flesh to follow Jesus is the way to a purposed and fulfilled life. I said, as a believer, y'all Christians, right? Suffering your flesh to follow Jesus is the way to a purposed and fulfilled life. But avoiding this process will leave you trapped and unfulfilled. Today, I want to talk to you about how to deal with the traps that prevent you from being the you God purposed. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the next few moments, God, I ask that you would do what you do. Have your way. Give us what you gave me, God. And I pray that it blesses the hearts and the minds of everyone that hears the sound of my voice. Hide me behind your cross, God. No longer me. Lord, it has to be you. However you want to do it, God, set your people free so that we will live the purpose lives that you so designed us to have. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen. Hey, listen, go somewhere, dap somebody up. If you're afraid to hug, just get somebody a dap somewhere. Just say I love you. Just give somebody a dap. Break it all up. Break it all up. We need to love on each other. What's up? Good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Hey, y'all give me life. Y'all give me life. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. If you're at home, just love on something. Love on your cat. Give your cat a dog or something with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In this chapter, Matthew 16, this chapter is full of traps. It's full of traps, full of them. The Bible, the scripture opens up where Jesus is being tested by the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they're, Jesus, show us a sign. Show us a sign. And these are traps. They're trying to trip him up. They want him to prove he is what God says he is, by him using his ability to prove his identity. But we don't need to prove our identity by using our ability. That doesn't prove our identity. What proves our identity is what God has already says we are. It's faith in his name that proves we are what he says we are. And then later on in the text, Jesus says, beware of these type of folk that's always testing you and trying you. Be careful of their teaching, right? Don't get tripped of the teaching. There's a lot of YouTubing going on, a lot of YouTubers, a lot of information going on out there. Beware of the teachings that are going on because it might be a trap. They try to trick you up. Amen. And then later on, Jesus takes his disciples to Philippi, Caesarea. And he's in this place. And Philippi, Caesarea is a place where a bunch of different religions are being honored and worshiped and praised. And Jesus takes his disciples to this place where it's the epicenter of worship and different gods and all kind of stuff. And he says to the disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Hallelujah. And they said, just like the rest of the prophets, just like one of the other prophets. It's a trap. It's comparison. It's the comparison trap. Because when you've been compared to, you try, I got to prove that I'm not the same like everybody. It's a trap. Amen. So Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And Peter stands up and says, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus says, hallelujah. He says, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. CNN didn't show you that. CNBC didn't show you that. Your wife that lays beside you didn't show you that. My Father in heaven had to reveal that to you. See, that's not a trap. Not when God reveals something to you, that's not a trap. That's from the Lord. And on that mindset, on that principle, on that revelation, I'll build my church. And the very gates of hell will not prevail against it. The mindset. Oh, it's on that mindset. The mind, it's an element that all humans have, your mind, your feeling, your reason, your thoughts, your consciousness. Come on, somebody. Huh? Your thoughts, your mind. We got to be careful about what we put in our minds because there's a lot of junk out there. And it can mess up your mind. How many of us know that knowledge is power? Come on, somebody. Come on. It's power. But if we put the wrong stuff in our mind, it can be just as powerful. Yeah, it could be just as. Does anybody know somebody, not you, that mind, their mind is just so dead set. You can show them proof after proof after proof. And then you can't, their mind is just so dead set on a thing. You can show them proof. Look, dude. Nah. What? I wonder what they know, right? How many of us know by show of hands that smoking cigarettes causes cancer? By show of hands. It's on the box, dude. It's on the box, right? But how many of us know, or maybe it's one of us, that still smokes cigarettes? Maybe we know somebody that smokes cigarettes. How many of us know somebody that smokes cigarettes? That know that. That knows that. They're so dead set. How many of us know that eating too much sugar causes diabetes? How many of us know that? How many of us eat way too much sugar? Like, I'm raising my hand up too. I know better, but I ain't doing better. I know better. How many of us know that saturated fat causes heart disease? And heart disease is the leading cause of death in the world. Over AIDS, over COVID, over car accidents. Come on, how many of us know that? I want a show of hands. How many? You probably didn't know that. I mean, some of us didn't know that. How many of us still eat fried foods, butter, margarine, Chick-fil-A? I know it seems like it's healthy, but it ain't. It ain't healthy. Come on, somebody. How many of us know that cheating on your taxes? I shouldn't talk about money. I shouldn't talk about nobody money. I should move on. I'm talking about it. How many of us know that cheating on your taxes is a federal crime? But how many of us cheat on our taxes? Oh, I ain't getting no hands because we on TV. That's because y'all on TV, man. Whatever. Hallelujah. What are our minds know is powerful. But what our minds believe is more powerful. Come on, somebody. If I have faith the size of a mustard seed, I'll move a mountain. If I had faith, oh God, I just feel, if I had faith like that woman back there, oh God, I'd get some things accomplished. Faith. If I believed the thing. Imagine that. If I believe something, something will really manifest. Application will take place. I got people, elder, they come to the gym, they want to work out. Uh-huh. And we do all that measurements. And it's like, all right, we got to work out. Okay. We got to do it. And I say, this is what you got to do. You got to eat this. You got to do this. And you know what they say? I know. I'm like, no, you don't. You couldn't possibly know. He said, no, no, I know. I know what to do. You know what to do, but do you do? Come on, somebody. I'm so thankful I have a God in heaven that not only know me, but he believes in me, that he would do all he can to show me he know me. For God so loved the world that he gave. Hallelujah. I know. But do you do? Come on, somebody. Jesus. Hallelujah. Make sure that's Jesus calling you. I always wanted to say that. Rise. Rise. Jesus is telling his disciples, giving them a blueprint. He's giving them the blueprint on how they will be the individuals, the person that God created them to be. I'm going to give you the blueprint. I'm going to tell you what you got to do to be what I designed you to be. Wouldn't you be excited? Like, Lord, he's going to show me step by step to be what I've been searching for. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus is about to give them the blueprint, the example. And Jesus says, hallelujah. If you want to rise again, if you want to resurrect, if you want to awaken, come on, somebody. If you want to come back better than ever, being the person that God created you to be. Come on, somebody. You got to suffer. You have to suffer many things. You got to suffer. Yes. And then you have to take up your cross. You have to be killed. You have to kill the flesh. There has to be a divorce, a separation. There has to be a detachment. And then you will rise up as what you were called to be. What? I got to do that? I got to do all that? Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Right? Listen, when you go into the gym and you want to lose weight, don't you know you got to suffer? I know the folks on this side don't know. But you got to suffer. There are some things you have to execute, and then you have to follow the plan. Write that down. Because I'm going to say that. I'm going to repeat that. That's right. There are some things. When you go into the gym, you're going to have to suffer. There are some things you're going to have to execute. In other words, you're going to have to divorce. You're going to have to kill. It's got to be executed. Oh, God. And then you got to follow the plan. It's the same thing if somebody was a recovering alcoholic. Do you know that they have to suffer? They have to suffer their flesh every day. They have to execute. They have to kill their flesh and follow the plan. Oh, man, I ain't got the room in here. I don't have the room in here yet, but I'm about to get them. If you want to get married, there's going to be some suffering. I don't get all the married folks playing with me. That's why I turned my back. There's going to be some suffering. There's going to be some things that is going to have to die in your life, and you got to follow the plan. Hallelujah. There ain't parents in the house. Oh, my goodness. There's going to be some suffering. Anybody want some kids? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. There's going to be some suffering. There's going to be some dying. And you got to follow the plan. Come on, somebody. What makes the suffering so hard is that you know that you have to kill something that you still like. I don't want to kill something that I'm still enjoying. I still like it. I want to, can I have both? They come to the gym, they say, look, hey, can I still eat my Cheerios and still, can I still have my Chick-fil-A and still be on my diet? We want to have both. We want to have both. God didn't found you to love your life, but you still want to have. God didn't promoted you, but you still want to be. Come on. You still want to be in a trap. Caught. When God is trying to deliver you, you still want to hang on to the old version of you. He's trying to give you a new version. What's designed for you, he's trying to custom build you in this process, and you want to deny the process. You want both. I want both. I want to have both. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Come on, somebody. You weighing back and forth trying to figure out what you can't even go nowhere. Honey, you try to figure out why that man ain't growing, because he here. He ain't moving. Brother, you try to figure out why that woman ain't going nowhere. She's staggering. She's double-minded. She can't make a decision. Honey, you got to choose on what side you're going to choose this day or who you're going to serve. You have to make a decision on who you will serve. Hallelujah. Peter hears this, and he pulls Jesus to the side. Like, let me, I'll let you real quick. Come on, come, let me holler at you real quick, Jesus. No. You can't do this. This can't happen. This can't be the way. This can't be it. No. This can't, there's got to be another way. And I'm here to tell somebody, there is no other way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. How you going to rebuke the word of God? He told you what to do. You can't rebuke the word of God. You can't reprove it or correct it. It stands alone. Hallelujah. If heaven and earth passed away, My word won't pass away. My word is even above my name. Come on, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Jesus is Lord. But what is above the name? His word. You don't try to correct the word. How are you going to try to correct God? Jesus calls Peter, when you try to correct God's word, it's demonic. It's demonic. It's demonic. He calls it demonic. He said, Satan, get thee behind me. It's interesting that Jesus acts so swiftly when he casts that devil out. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing, because when Jesus was tempted, of the devil on the 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible says that, I used to believe this. I still kind of, but I don't want nobody to base it. I used to believe this. I used to believe that Jesus did not know, hallelujah, that he was being tempted of the devil into the third temptation. I used to believe that, because he doesn't cast the devil out into the third temptation. The principle that I got from it is, see, it's all about the mindset. And you can't be tempted unless it's something you like. Jesus must have liked these things, because, I mean, he had the ability to do it. You can't tempt me on something I don't like. That ain't even a temptation, honey. I don't even like you. You earn? Honey, you please. I got all this right here, honey. Please. I got all this right. Please. I got all this. Right here. Honey, please. That ain't even a temptation. Please, honey. And Jesus, you understand what I'm saying? I got all that. Ain't nothing double-minded about me, sir. First down. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus, when he's tempted the third time, Satan tempts him and tries to give what belongs to him without the process. Jedi mind trick. And he casts that devil out. What are you saying, Pastor? Anybody or any devil tries to come at you and tries to give you what belongs to you without the process is a Jedi mind trick. It's the devil. It's demonic. You have to go through the suffering. You have to go through the suffering, the killing, to be what you want, what God purposed you to be. You got to go through the process. And if anybody tells you otherwise, it's demonic. It's demonic. Hallelujah. Give me that thing. Give me that thing, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A trap. Oh, this is for the rats. This is not for you. This is for rats. This is for mice. You all are believers. You're Christians. You're not mice. So you ain't got to worry about this. Right? A trap is a device that makes it impossible for you to escape. A trap captures you and doesn't give you a way of escape. That's a trap. And Jesus is telling Peter, you're trying to trap me. You're trying to trap the word of God. You're trying to trip it up. What is trapping you from getting, from following Jesus? What is trapping you? What is keeping you in the same place where you can't move? You can't even hesitate on that. You can't even give them the hezzy because you can't even move. What is gripped in your back that's stopping you from following Jesus? Come on. Even when you thought to do good, you trapped. The Bible says when I thought to do good, evil was always present. Come on, some. There's war going on in my members. Come on. The war of my flesh is warring with my mind. My mind is trapped. What are you trapped on? Is it a trauma? What is causing you to be trapped? What is holding you? Is it the relationship that you're in? Come on. You can't get away from that abuse because you're trapped. What are you trapped? Why are you trapped? Jesus gives us principles. He gives us principles on how to break the trap. Hallelujah. He gives us principles. The problem is the reason why you're trapped is because you don't know how to reject. You understand? You don't want to reject that thing. As soon as you get off that thing, you pray and you say, Lord, change me, please, 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 please. But you got to understand that trap is still chasing you. It still has, it's captured you. You can't go nowhere because you don't know how to reject it. You don't know how to reject it. We don't know how to reject. We don't know how to reject because, you know, we try to reject a thought with a thought. You can't reject a thought with a thought. You reject a thought with word. There's nothing more powerful than opening up your mouth and speak word. Speak word. You're trying to cast out a thought with a thought and wonder why you trapped. I need you to grab your phones right now. Grab your phone right now. And I want you to put in your notes. I need you to write down, I'm talking to the Christians. I'll get at the atheists in February. I'm talking to you believers, the ones that are followers of Jesus. I need you to type in the thing or the person that got you trapped. I need you to write it down right now. I'm going to give you 60 seconds. Put it down. You know what? you might be in that. You might be trapping you. We're going to get to that. I need you to write down that in your notes. It's private. It's for you. I know it's private. But I need you to write this down because we're going to destroy something. This church right here will be a Christian church. When people see you, they're going to know Jesus is with you. You won't look like the world. We're going to defeat some things in this house. Write that thing down. And when you have it, just say amen. Amen. Now, for the next 30 seconds, I'm going to need a drum roll. For the next 30 seconds, I want you to reject it. We have to exercise our faith. Amen. I need you out of your mouth. Rejected it, whether it's a thought, a person, a thing that's keeping you trapped. You know you trapped. I need you to cast it down right now. I need you to reject it out of your mouth. Give me a drum roll. Let's go. 30 seconds. Go. I need you to reject it right now. Reject it. I reject it in the name of Jesus. I cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth, saints. This is your opportunity to exercise it. Because when you go home, you ain't going to do it. When that woman stares you in the face that don't belong to you, you ain't going to say no. When that man stares you in the face, you're not going to say no. Cast it down right now. Open up your mouth. Do not cast a thought with a thought. Satan is playing with your mind. I cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. You cannot hold me. You cannot control me. Get your arms up off me. I cast you behind me, Satan. You cannot have me no more. I am free. And he that the Son sets free is free indeed. I am free. Exercise your faith. We kill it. We kill it. We kill it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't avoid it. You have to endure it. Jordan, what'd I say? You can't what? You can't what? You can't avoid it. You can't go around it. You have to suffer it. If you try to avoid it, it's present. It's present. I got to eliminate it. I got to kill it. I have to kill it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have to kill it, but I have to reject it with my mouth. Jesus says to Peter, it is your mind. Your mind are on the things of the world and not on the things of God. This is why you don't want to suffer. The only way you're going to get to where I designed you to be, you have to go through the suffering. You have to execute, and then you have to follow my plan. That's right. You got to do it. That's right. This is the way. This is the way. That's right. So Jesus says, I'm landing the plane. Jesus says this. He says, if any of you want to follow me, come on, you must deny yourself. That's rejection. Take up your cross. That's execution. Follow me. That's the plan. Y'all with me? If any of you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself. You can't have that. You have to execute it. Take up your cross. And follow the plan. Follow me. Isn't it amazing that Jesus Christ carried his cross? He suffered, carried that cross, and trapped the thing that was trapping you? Oh, God. Oh, I got a church over here. He trapped the thing that is trapping you. Until it dies. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he rose again with all power. Oh, God. This is how you're going to be free. Oh, God. I'm closing. I love the last verse. Doesn't it make, give me a little bit on the keys here as I close it, because I just want to touch the people. Something real soft. Hallelujah. I just want to read this last verse. The Bible says, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. In order for you to look like he designed you to be, you have to suffer. You have to carry your cross daily and follow him. In order for you to look like he so designed you to be, you have to deny yourself. You got to reject some things with your mouth. You have to execute the thing that is executing you, that is trapping you. And you have to follow him. If you do that, you will be the you he purposed you to be. In Jesus' name, stay right where you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. I was obedient to what you wanted me to say today. For those who did not know, now you know. My prayer is that you do what you know. God, I pray that you bless every heart and mind that heard the sound of my voice. I pray that you encourage us with the ammunition of the word, that it spills out of our mouth, that we reject the things that are meant to trap us. Hallelujah. And you turn us, you make us, you transform us, you conform us into the image of your son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. At this moment, I want to open up the doors for those that desires to give unto the Lord. To give our offerings, to give our tithes, to give back into the Lord what he's given, already given unto us. Just a token of love, of sacrifice, a token of suffering, a token of suffering, so that we can be the givers that he desires us to be. If you want to give online or through your phone, we do text to give. Text give real. That's GIVEREAL to 73256. Put that in the comments if you're online. That's text to give. That's give real to 73256. And if you go online, just go to our website at israellife.com and you can give online. Amen. What's up, man? What's up? Hallelujah. At this moment, I want to, Tam, you know you got the announcements. At this moment, I'm going to ask Tam, while you guys are getting that, and we're going to pray, I'm going to ask Tam to give some of the announcements before we pray over that giving.
Good afternoon, church. There is a men's fellowship event today. Justin, can you stand up for me, please? If you would like to be a part of that, please see Justin. And there's also a real marriage event, Elder Keith and Ella Glenn. If you could stand up, please, if you could see them, they will give you all the details that you need. If you are interested in beginner teaching training, please come and see me in the back as well. I'll be over by the couches. So again, if you're interested in teaching and you did not sign up, come see me as well.
Amen. And if you're somebody that's online, make sure you reach out to pastor@israellife.church. Israellife.church. If you're interested in beginner teachers training or real marriage, all right, I want to make sure that you guys get involved in that. Well, I'm so excited about that. You guys should be clapping your hands, man. We're doing marriage stuff and football stuff, and some of us gonna get an edumacation in the beginner teachers training. I can't wait for that. I can learn. Oh, one more announcement. Come here. Show off here. One more announcement. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Today, for those who are 55 and older, so we can discuss the older adult ministry. And the word older is not because we're older. We are mature and we are wise. But I would love for everyone, and the elders will be there as well, to come. And so we can talk about where Israel is taking the older adult ministry in the future.
Amen.
So
amen. We're going to call that ministry Young Forever. Forever Young. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With hands raised up high. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for all of the giving. We ask that you would bless it. For those who were able to give, God, I pray that you would give back into them, God. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men pour back into their lives. Father, for those who was not able to give, God, I pray that you continue to work on their hearts, to trust you, to test you, to try you, to see if you will not pull out a blessing that we won't even have room enough to even receive it. God, we trust you, we honor you, we glorify your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If there's anyone at the sound of my voice that wants to give their lives to the Lord, I heard this word today and I realized I wasn't following him the way he demands me to follow him. I've been trapped and I want to give my life to the Lord. Maybe it's your first time. Maybe you just want to reconnect with the Lord. Please stand. The altar's open. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Give God it. Come on, y'all can do better than that, church. The heaven is glorifying. The heavens, the angels are glorifying. Hallelujah. If there's more, will you come? Will you come? This week we found out one of our members' son was tragically murdered and killed. You never know. And all we want to make sure is that your soul is covered by the blood of Jesus. That's all. You can go outside right now. People used to say this all the time when I was in my 20s. Now, whatever. The young man was 23 years old. You never know when it will be your last day, your last breath. This could be the opportunity you reconnected or you connected with our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way. Listen to what I'm saying. He is the only way. He's the only, there is no other way. Listen to me. I tried everything else. He's the only way. Don't believe that. He's the only way. The only way is through suffering, through dying, then the resurrection. And God will give you power like never before. The power that He intends for you to have. If you're somebody online right now, you're getting this right now, you're getting this at a different time, and you want to give your life to the Lord, I want you to close your eyes and just raise your hands up. And I want you to say, Jesus, You are the Son of the living God. I believe that You are the Son of the living God, that You died for me, and that You rose up on the third day with all power. And if you said that prayer, we believe that you have given your life to the Lord, that you are saved. All I'm asking, if you don't belong to Israel Life Church, go to a Bible preaching church so that you're not deceived. It's only one gospel, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And we pray your strength in Jesus' name. For those that are tuning in, God bless you. We love you. May heaven smile on you. It is our prayer. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.